Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcoming more P1s, one laugh at a time. It's Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
So it's a question of a significant other exemption. Isn't there almost an expectation that if I tell Spence something, or if something happens, you know what I mean? That whatever, that if we're doing something, you know what I mean? That whatever happens.
Yeah.
If Spence knows about it, Steph knows about it.
I think that's a thing.
Davey, don't you tell Wendy just about everything?
I actually don't. She even says, like, sometimes when I come home from work, like a lot of times, I'm just kind of mute. Like, I just kind of...
She doesn't want to hear your complaining.
That too. Yeah. That too. But that was spot on.
Yeah, but have you ever had a situation where someone's like, don't tell anyone, and then you went home and you didn't disclose that to your wife?
Yeah. I mean, there's been that situation. Yes, I have done that. But it's not on a regular...
You don't feel like you're keeping something from the most important person in your life?
A lot of times the stuff that I handle, you know, at work is just what I handle. So, like, I don't need to, you know, have her worry about it or think about it.
This kind of goes into what Stephanie's saying at 702-364-9898, that while that concept makes perfect sense to us, it doesn't really make that much sense to Davey. And Stephanie, you kind of side with Davey on that.
Yeah. I honestly just think it depends on the relationship that you have with that person. I mean, I agree on both ends. We, like I was telling, I don't even know who I was talking about, too, but we have a common best friend, my husband and I, and my best friend will come and vent to me, but I'll tell my husband about it, and then my husband will call him to give him advice because I don't know what to say. And, but, like, my sister-in-law was my friend before my husband was my husband, and she told me not to tell him something, so I didn't tell my husband.
I think if they specifically say, although this was kind of your whole, but Spence, that was kind of your whole point, was that even though they specifically said.
You can add the addendum on that I will not tell you this if you tell your significant other, and I don't care. If I decide I'm going to tell them, I don't care. I mean, obviously, if I'm gonna weigh the information and decide whether or not I should tell my wife. But no, if you tell me something, it's probably going to go elsewhere.
As Farhan Naqvi was walking into court this morning.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
He weighs in.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay.
And there is a legal precedent.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
There is a legal, this has come up in court. Melissa.
Yes?
Sorry, I'm trying to decipher what Davey put on the screen. So do you believe that there is such a thing as a significant other exemption?
I think it's pretty much known. Like, I think my best friend tells me stuff, and I think she already knows I'm going to tell my spouse. It just pretty much happens. Plus, when people give you information and they say you can't tell anybody, it kind of makes you want to tell at least one person.
Right, you got to get it out. Yes.
You need to get it out.
Human nature.
You got to get it out. It's not.
So you give it to the most secure person you know, and luckily my spouse, he will keep information. We'll see, you know, the person we're talking about at parties or whatnot, and nothing will ever come up, but in behind closed doors, we've already talked about the situation and had our opinions separately, and that's that.
Yeah, not everybody has a radio show where you can change the names and turn it into a bit. It's like free therapy. It's awesome. No, I get it. I get it that sometimes, Melissa, you're so right, that sometimes you just got to tell somebody. And that's kind of what your spouse is there for.
Your secrets tend to weigh on, like, it's somebody else's secret will weigh on me. So I feel like, yeah, you're right. You have to kind of vent that.
And Nisa says, not just your spouse.
No, my sister is, we live together. You guys know her. She's P1D1, Jemai LeMay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Together. that's my best friend, my sister. She knows everything. And my best friends and everyone knows. If you tell me something, she knows too. But on the flip side of that, my god sister has a husband who we know tells a lot of, you know, our business. So we don't tell her things because we don't want her telling her husband.
Because you realize, yeah, because you realize that if you tell her, she tells him.
So that's not
exactly.
Yeah, that's not on the people in the relationship. That's on the people outside of the relationship to know who you're telling.
Yep.
And to understand what goes along with that.
They understand there is a significant other exemption in that case.
Yes, so there is. So in that, yes. So
and that is why you call, as Abby said on the Centennial Toyota text line, the other half. That's why.
Sorry.
Abby's wicked
I just
smart.
Got chills. That's good. That's really good. Nisa, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
We love you
love
back.
You.
Farhan Naqvi, a two-line text. It's called spousal privilege, protected under the law, LOL. And I said, you want to come on? Nope. Walking into court.
That's why you can't have spouses testify against each other in a court of law.
Spousal privilege. Yep, that's it.
That is brilliant.
So that is so. So your
by
point
legal
is
precedent, made. Yes. If you You're, tell me, I am legally allowed, and you should accept that I will tell my wife.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Davey's still like, my wife don't want me telling her. No.
She don't,
you know why? You know why she doesn't want you telling her nothing? Because she don't want to tell you,
right?
Check it out. Check this out. Coming up in moments on Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.